Three questions for Chrissy Whitfield. Question 1. Why do you want to be involved and what will you bring to the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind Board?
As someone who is now part of the deaf low vision community, I would like to be more active in supporting others on a similar journey and use my skills and experience developed over many years in senior business roles to help make a difference to BLVNZ members. I am an experienced and practical leader with diverse business background ranging from prison management and leadership in the mental health suicide prevention space all the way through to program director and then general manager of an international IT consulting company. With plenty of diversity in between, I now run my own consulting business and IT project advisory and career coaching. As a result, I have an in-depth understanding of not-for-profits, fundraising, business management and lean change, risk management and implementation of delivery frameworks, whilst also having empathy and understanding from a client perspective. I would also like to contribute by supporting delivery of the strategic plan via thought leadership and an ability to be innovative and creative while still being able and willing to challenge and be challenged.
Question 2. As the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind goes about empowering blind, deafblind and low-vision people to live the life they choose, what are the challenges, the opportunities and the important issues right now?
In my opinion, one of the key challenges facing the Royal New Zealand Foundation for the Blind is the outcomes of the upcoming election. What support will there be for the Accessibility for New Zealanders Bill, and how will BLVNZ engage in influencing legislation and policies that impact the vision impaired? Other challenges include dealing with an ageing population, increased multiculturalism, and the need for BLVNZ to adapt in order to meet the varying needs. With this comes tech changes. Whilst new vision support tech is great, how do we keep up with it and ensure those with low vision impairments are able to use it effectively? Opportunities include the recognition of the need for greater collaboration with other community service groups, organisations and agencies to help support delivery of the strategic plan and thereby those in the sector to live their best lives. This may include education, awareness, along with advocacy. Mental health and well-being is an important issue. The ability to cope with vision loss is a very emotionally challenging time, and there's a real need to provide ongoing support in this area.
Question 3. What are your aspirations for blind, deafblind and low-vision people in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
To help support and empower New Zealanders who are deafblind or low-vision to live the life that they want. To support BLVNZ values of being a person-centric and collaborative organisation while still being adaptable and accountable. To help reach every one of the estimated 180,000 people affected so they have the support that they need and know that they are not alone. And additionally, I'd like to support a high level of digital awareness amongst volunteers and members as practicable and to help empower others to live the life that they want to.